Brothers and sisters in Christ, from today's gospel, so I can say that this Sunday is a Sunday can be called the Sunday of healing. Yeah, a Sunday of healing. Yeah. So it's because of the gospel tells us the story that Jesus Christ healed and rescued the physical healing. He do the physical healing to two persons, yeah, to a girl, a young girl, of a ruler who was dead and were restored back to life, and a woman who was suffer from a chronic disease, yeah, also were cured for her sickness, yeah. So that Jesus Christ, he performed and he gives physical healing to the person, yeah, who trusts in him and who brought to him seeking the healing, yeah, for themselves. Yeah. But the physical healing is not the priority of the saving mission of Jesus Christ. Yeah. He became man in order to save us, not only from the physical healing of physical sickness, but it's to free, to save us from spiritual sickness, especially from sin and from eternal death. Yeah. That is his priority of his saving mission. Yeah. But anyway, sometime he did perform the miracles, yeah, to save the people from physical sickness. Yeah. In order to show that he is the Son of God and he is the true Savior, yeah, had come down to the world, yeah, to save the world. So we need a very specific, we should come to Jesus Christ for our spiritual healing, yeah. So the healing I want to say about this morning is the sickness of the soul. Yeah. That is the sins and vices. And the other form of sickness of the soul, like the sorrows and disappointment in life. Yeah. So the spiritual sickness of the soul, like the sins and vice, yeah, for sure, yeah, that one Jesus Christ, yeah, want to help us, yeah, to help us give up, yeah, our sinful inclination, yeah, yeah. But the thing is, we know that in our spiritual life, we come to Jesus Christ and we are blessed and privileged not only like to touch the hem, the tassel of the Jesus garment, but we are united with Jesus Christ through communion. Yeah. We receive Jesus Christ, yeah, his soul, body and divinity into our soul. Yeah. But the reason why we haven't been healed, yeah, and free and rescued from sin and vices, yeah. And we see that like the same sin is committed again and again, yeah. Why, yeah? That's the thing, very like practical on the real experiences in our persons, yeah. The reason, in my opinion, the reasons is that we did not have a real and a strong desire to be free from sin, to be free from the temptation. Yeah. We pray to Jesus Christ to help us, but without a real and a strong desire to be cured, to be healed. Yeah. So we are not alone in this because we remember, you may know that Saint Augustine, yeah, What did he pray? He prayed, God, give me chastity, but not yet. Yeah. It's very hesitation, yeah. On the one hand, on the right hand, we want to give up sins and sinful inclination in our person. But the other hand, on the left hand, we want to remain in it, yeah. That's the thing, yeah. We do not have a real desire and strong desire to get rid of it, yeah, of sin, yeah. So that is why our spiritual life, yeah, our spiritual status remains the same, yeah, yeah. We go back and forth, yeah, to the confessional, yeah, very often, and to the communion very often. But the thing is, the status of our soul almost the same, yeah. That is, we lack a desire to be free, yeah, to be healed by Jesus, yeah. So that is thing for this, we should imitate, yeah, the woman in today's gospel, yeah. While she was approaching to Jesus Christ, he said to herself, "If only I touch the hem of his garment, I will be saved." Yeah. So the same, we should have the same conviction and the same desire when we approach to God and to Jesus, yeah, to pray for our spiritual healing. Yeah. We should have a real and a strong desire to be healed by Jesus Christ, yeah, by God. Yeah. And the other form, most next, the other form of spiritual sickness can be in the form of anxiety and disappointment and sorrows in life. Yeah. I want to mention this because in this day we have been experiencing an election week. Yeah, and the final outcome is still not certain. Yeah, not clear. Yeah. But even though it has brought some anxiety and disappointment and even sorrows to some, yeah, some people, yeah. And some other people, they will bring the joys and happiness also, yeah. So if we look at this, the election at the human level, we say it's very relative, yeah. Because it's bringing a smile, bring joy to this ones, but bring tears and sorrow to the other. Yeah, it's very relative. Yeah, and the thing, everything will be over and back to normal again. Yeah, yeah, and things happen and happen. Yeah, but I want to encourage each one of us to look at the election by with the supernatural eyes, yeah, our supernatural eyes, yeah. So we see that the world, and especially our country here, will soon quickly become very, very different, yeah, very different, yeah. And it will become very very hostile, yeah, hostile to God, yeah. Because the world, the power of the world, the ruler of the world, the princes of the world, they are creating a new world order, yeah, according to their mind, their own desire. Yeah. A world where it's like they disappear, they make the gods, yeah, like disappears, yeah, from the lives of the people, yeah. They are creating more and more immoral laws. Yeah, not only permit, but encourage and protect the lives, the rights of the people to sin. Yeah, and to kill the innocent and defenseless persons. Yeah, so exactly the whole world as a whole. Yeah. They are moving into that way. Yeah. There's no one like no individual person can reverse the wind of history, something like that. Yeah. Everything they push going this way. They want to reject here. Yeah. They don't want to hear the truth. Yeah. And everyone else keep saying the truth will be hated. Yeah. And will be labeled as dangerous to the people. Yeah. They don't want to hear the truth, especially the absolute truth. Yeah. Everything is relative. Yeah. Yeah. So there's no universal truth and absolute truth. Yeah. So the world like that is one of us will become very difficult for us to live our and to uphold, to keep our Catholic faith and conviction. Yeah. If we express and we say our conviction, our Catholic faith, people will say, oh, this is very like an extremist ideology, it's very dangerous. Yeah. So we with the supernatural eyes, we see that the world is going in that way. Yeah. And both the secular powers, represented by our country, the most powerful and influenced country in the world, yeah, the secular power and the spiritual powers, like the Vatican. Yeah. So both of them are very in tune together. Yeah. In the ways they are leading the world, yeah. So that is thing is to serve the, for their wicked plan, yeah. They need to choose the right person, yeah. To carry out that plan, yeah. So whether it's the world, the life, or function as the way we want or not, but everything we are very certain. The world is always in God's control, yeah. Because, you know, our Lord says, even the hair of your head are numbered. So how can, like, the election of a person to the position of so great power and influence, like the presidency of this country, is outside of God, is outside the sight of God. Yeah. God knows everything. Yeah. So whether the things happen, not as we want, but the thing anyway is God is in control of everything. Yeah. And sometimes the evil is allowed and permitted. Yeah. So that the will of God can be fulfilled. Yeah. Jesus Christ himself, yeah, because he allows the devils and the people. He allows, no one can take his life, but he allows himself to be arrested, crucified, so that the will of God be fulfilled. Yeah. So the same, yeah, so every moment and every occasion, time of life, when things does not go as we want, we need to look at the thing as a whole, yeah, yeah. The whole world as a human family, yeah. They are moving away, yeah. They are breaking away from God, yeah. And God allowed it, yeah, to be the trial, to be a trial for those who want to be faithful to God, yeah. So that's why in this time, I encourage you to the words of Saint Paul to the Philippians in the his epistle today. So what he says in here, so he says, for many walk of whom I have told you often, now I tell you in weeping that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is ruin. Their God is belly. Yeah. They do not follow God. They follow their own, the ruins. They lead the people to destruction. And their God is the belly. Yeah. And also, to conclude, I want to read you the words of St. Paul to in his the second epistle to the Thessalonians. Yeah. It's very, very, it's a great consolation for us in this time, yeah. Because St. Paul, he says, there will be a time the people will hate to hear the truth, yeah. So that is why God turned back to them, yeah. So St. Paul says, because they receive not the love of truth, that they may be saved. Therefore, God so send them the operation of error to believe lying, that all may be judged who have not believed the truth, but have consented to iniquity. Yeah. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have learned, whether by words or by our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope in the grace, exalt your heart and confirm you in every good work and word. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.